Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. It's December 23rd, about 8:20 p.m. Universal Time, and we are in the Great Australian Night, just about the middle of Australia and south, and heading east. And we have slowed down because we want to, which is unusual. There's a big depression that's forecast for the day after Christmas, Monday, that will be expanding out of the south into the area between Tasmania and New Zealand. And so we don't want to, we would not be able to get across in front of it and to get out past New Zealand and then up to the northeast to try to escape the worst part of the storm. So what our current plan is to slow down and let the storm develop in front of us and sort of jump on the back end of it as it goes along. And I think that's quite a bit wiser idea. And so through the night, we had the full main and the Jennaker up, the fractional Jennaker, and we were making our surges up to 18, 19 knots still, and that was going to get us into that region too soon. So in the middle of the night, went up and we did our protocol for putting our reef in the main, which is to roll up the fractional Jennaker, roll out the staysail, head upwind with the staysail, put the reef in, and then bear back down, roll up the staysail, and roll out the fractional Jennaker again. So instead of the last step, we continued along with just the staysail for a while with the reef. Actually, we did go with the fractional Jennaker, and that seemed a couple hours later, that was still too much, so we're still going too fast. And so we just went through the process again and sailed with the staysail for a little bit of time, but it was too slow. So now back with the two reefs in the main and the fractional Jennaker. And so we're trying to, looking at the weather maps and looking at where we'll be in about 60 hours. It's about 600 miles away. So if we get a little bit closer, then we can fine-tune the approach as much as an approach can be fine-tuned for depression of this nature. It looks the forecast center is, we get down to 960 millibars, which is pretty serious, and the wind warps that are in the group file are up over 50 knots, and so that's no fooling around depression. So it doesn't look like that will affect the Sydney Hobart race, and our friend Michael Hintz, who will be in that, Sir Michael Hintz, with his boat, day after Christmas they start, and I think that's going to be okay because this is going to sort of sprout up between Tasmania and New Zealand and then move off to the east, south of New Zealand, and then into the Pacific. And so that's our current plan. That's why we're going a little slower on the position reports than we had been. We're making 11 knots right now with 17 knots of wind, and we get a little closer, we can slow it right down as much as we need. So that's it from Great American 4 for today. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. Off and clear.